Good morning, I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Earlier this year, we reported on allegations of data falsification, plagiarism, and other scientific misconduct against one of Ohio State's most prolific researchers. Dr. Carlo Croce has had questions raised about more than 30 papers he's been involved with. Another paper that Croce helped write was withdrawn last month over errors in the data. Ivan Oransky is the co-founder of the website Retraction Watch, which follows the scientific journal industry. He joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Happy to be here, Steve.
I will have a response from Ohio State officials and Dr. Croce's attorney in just a minute. First, Ivan Oransky, lay out these basic allegations which revolve around data manipulation.
Right. So this is a somewhat typical case in terms of the allegations of things that we typically see at Retraction Watch. Someone who he claims he was sloppy. Others sort of wonder whether that's the case, but basically made what are known as Western blots. These are images. These are basically you're looking at proteins and seeing which proteins they are and how much of the protein you have in a particular sample, particular cell, basically making them look better than they really are. It's, if you will, it's the sort of it's the photoshopping, not metaphorically, but sometimes actually, of scientific images. So that's the bulk of the allegations. There are also, as you mentioned, some plagiarism allegations, but the data manipulation, the image falsification, is the main thing that people are alleging.
Dr. Croce is standing his ground. When the Times article first came out, he said that any mistakes in his work were, quote, honest errors. He's also suing the New York Times for their story, as well as David Sanders, a professor quoted in that story. I'll have a response from Croce's attorney coming up in just a minute. But what are the basic allegations in his lawsuit?
The allegations are, they're sort of a mix. You know, defamation lawsuits, they tend to be somewhat difficult in the U.S., but you have to end up making lots and lots of claims, and then some of them may stick and some of them may not. One of the allegations that he's making is that, you know, he did not commit fraud. He did not commit misconduct, and that's what the story would lead you to believe. So he's, as you say, standing his ground and saying, I did not do this. He's also saying, well, this was sloppiness. And, you know, you do have to sort of look at intent when you look at the word fraud. But a repeated pattern, you could start to ask other questions about sloppiness. One of the other things that we found very strange that he's alleging is that the Times was too sort of blasé about calling papers that he was an author on his papers, because he was, you know, what's referred to as a middle author. You know, scientific papers may have one author, they may have 1,000 authors, but when you're a middle author, you know, clearly you were not the person responsible, but your name's on that paper, you signed it. You know, a byline in a newspaper, I don't care if you're first, second, you know, eighth in a team of reporters, you're on there. You're going to get the plaudits, you're going to get the awards, you're also going to have to take the blame. And so one of his claims is that, in fact, the Times tried to inflate the retraction and correction count by saying that he was just, you know, that these were his papers, even though he's middle author. Well, I can tell you that scientists are only happy to take the credit when they can get it for being a middle author. Somehow he's not quite as willing to take the blame for what is legitimately now 7 retractions.
Croce has never been penalized by Ohio State. How rare is it for a professor and a researcher at this level to face these kind of allegations?
So, you know, the sort of right answer to that question, most correct answer to that question is we simply don't know, because a lot of these investigations, a lot of the allegations are shrouded in secrecy. Some might argue that maybe a lot of them should be shrouded in secrecy. We would argue that maybe we need a little bit more sunlight here. We do see a fair number of allegations and what have you brought forward. There are about 1,000 retractions a year now in the scientific literature out of something like 2 million papers. It's still a very vanishingly small number. Most of those are for misconduct. But, it's a rare event, but not a completely unheard of event. And so, you know, and one of the issues here is that OSU over the past, you know, 5-6 years has had, I don't want to call it a string exactly, but there have been repeated cases where there have been allegations brought. The university has said there's nothing to see here. And then when those investigations are reopened, either because a federal agency says, you know, we think you really should push further on this, or because of there's maybe some public pressure, as there is in this case, all of a sudden, sometimes there turns out to be actually something, not just smoke, but fire. And so the real question, you know, to answer your question more directly, we just don't know, but we need a lot more sunlight on this area of potential misconduct.
Ivan Oransky is the co-founder of the website Retraction Watch. We've been talking about the latest paper retraction and a lawsuit filed by Ohio State professor Dr. Carlo Croce. Thanks again, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
An OSU spokesman emailed a statement saying, as a result of concerns about Dr. Croce, the school launched a review of their systems to ensure research integrity and will not comment until that review is complete. Croce's attorney, Lorianne Fuhrer, says the middle author issue is not minor, and she says the Times article falsely portrayed Croce as a research fraud, when in fact she says he is a trailblazing scientist who has saved lives.